Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't know if we'll get clarity Monday or do they wait till Tuesday? They don't play again till Thursday, but there's definitely noise here. There's no question about that. There's subtle ways that teams put out fires when they're happening, and that's not really happening here.
It's Mike Shope.
I heard even when they were winning on this road trip, his mood wasn't great. Either he knew that story was coming, or he knows that there's something going on behind the scenes.
And the Bulldog.
I just wonder if the people around that organization know that something's coming. What it is, we'll see. I could be totally wrong, but everything that's going on there doesn't add up right now.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's Elliot Friedman, I believe. Football Monday on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. So I guess we're looking at a bit of a ping pong game today here on Football Monday.
Could happen, yeah. Should happen, forth. Probably, yeah. I mean, the move, I mean, I entirely believed what we had late Friday and talked about late in our show Friday. The only thing I had reason to doubt that this would happen today that gave me reason to doubt was that Jarmo Kekäläinen was, I believe, in Finland tending to the passing of his father. I saw that over the weekend and thought, okay, well, that might maybe, you know, put the brakes on this.
Not the three wins?
For Monday. The two things together did give me a little pause. I thought this was going to happen today. Kekäläinen not being here, at least as far as I knew, you know, yesterday. Then another win that thought, like, oh, they're going to talk, they could talk themselves out of this. But obviously they didn't. So, a day, I think, a great amount of relief within the fan base. I don't really get the sense, and nor do I feel any kind of jubilation or anything. Like oh, great. Because I don't know what this is going to do for them in the very short term. You know, their place in the standings is still very dire, even with these three wins.
How good are they?
Right. Well, those two things together, like, how, you know, they might have their spirits lifted by this, They might stop being the butt of jokes around the league if that was impacting their mental state at all. But I don't know that they have it in them to climb out of the spot they're in. I mean, they're last in the East. But this needed to happen. It should have happened
3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, quite a while ago. And I'd love to know what exactly the breaking point ultimately was for Pegula. Like, did he hear some story from someone about their reputation that he had previously not really been paying attention to or hadn't heard, or that was embarrassing to him that caused him to act? Or was it just being in last place again? Because they were and still are in last place.
Three teams have 32 points there. One of them, the team Kekalainen led for, was it 11 years, is another. Maybe they miss him. You know, you don't say that first part, that speculation about what did it for Terry Pegula entirely in jest, I think.
Like, no.
Was he out? Because, like, that kind of maybe is what it takes.
Yeah.
That's... What, he ran into John Murphy at a dinner before he bought the Sabres in Penn State? Or Murph ran into him and he's like, we're going to win Stanley Cups, plural. Like, just sort of a... Or what was LaFontaine?
I'm thinking of the LaFontaine story, which was like he got seated with him at a dinner or something.
You know what,
and
buddy?
And LaFontaine bent his ear about what he would maybe do, and Pegula liked it and just, okay, you know what? This sounds like a good idea. Let's do this.
Maybe you should come work here.
Right, right.
And then he was fired.
Yeah.
Who knows why?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I don't say it at all to be cute or even dismissive. I think it could have been anything. Something not even, you know, that large a thing. Because they've been the same team they've been this year for 3 years.
Well, there's going to be a press conference tomorrow morning. Will he be at it?
The owner?
Yes. Hopefully, you think?
I would think so.
If he's not, who is?
Right. Picoelli?
Pete Guelli. Did it? You think you'd get that question?
Yes.
What did it?
I think you will get that question. I think you would get an answer that is largely a word salad that doesn't directly address the question, but I think you'll get the question asked.
You go 5 years without making the playoffs, no one respects you. Like any sort of, you wait 1 minute to fire your GM or coach after a span like that, and it's like 1 minute too long. But he does, and then he brings in Kekalainen as an assistant. Which is that's ominous for Adams, but doesn't just replace Adams after a ridiculously long span of time without even a playoff game. So he wouldn't do it then. Now it's 30 games in or whatever it was when almost literally everybody online knew the Sabres were going to do this except the people who cover the league nationally. Or they just did. They knew, and they just didn't say anything.
I think their commitment to that bit, if it was indeed a bit, I suspect it was, went hard. I mean, we just heard comments from Elliot Friedman. I watched the second intermission of Hockey Night in Canada Saturday specifically to see that. It's normally they don't do the satellite hot stove anymore, but it's Ron McLean and Elliot Friedman, and like, what's news? You know, what's going on? And I think right at the end of it, he addressed it simply by saying there's a lot of noise. He mentioned Tim Graham and Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, just as we had on Friday night. And so there's a lot of noise here. I don't have anything on it, was what he said. Like, I don't have anything on it, which I just...
How?
Right. That blows my mind. How you could have... but, you know, for whatever reason, however that machine works, it's... Probably somewhat similar to the way we've talked about the NFL and Schefter and Rappaport and the big people there.
Sure.
So there's a favor for someone. I'm just not really sure who. Because normally that's not the guy that's being shown the door. You know, that's not really your concern. Unless he's some heavyweight that you know is going to have another job as soon as he walks out the door of the one he's just been dismissed from. But that is not the case here. So I don't know what was going on there. Maybe they really didn't know, but I find that really suspect. Not that it matters now. I mean, the news has come, and it's the news that we were, I think, you know, waiting for years.
Years. All right, well, good. I guess in a way it's good timing because the Bills game was not important.
We're settling on that,
right?
Are we?
Are we? I mean, I'm not telling you to say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. It may prove to be unimportant, but until all the... excuse me, all the horses are in the barn. I'm not, it still could be very important when it comes right down to it. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, what do I say here that you don't already know? It keeps them alive for the AFC East. That's right. If you were wondering, and this game took, you know, was a ride, like if you were thinking that they weren't on the Patriots level, I think I would have to say they proved to be at least on the Patriots level. They did beat the Patriots in Foxborough. It was a fun game if you stayed with it. You know, not everybody would have at 21-0, but if you stayed with it, my wife said it all when she said, they really won in a text. Like, right. So
winter makes it more likely that you stayed with it because there's no lawn to mow.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that is a default move for people, that, you know, when it's lousy, you know, like, I'm going to go mow the grass. I'll see what happens when it's over.
But I just will say, like, again, it for me doesn't change anything. I think we knew that there is tremendous upside with Josh Allen and the offense, no matter who else is on it. We've seen that how many times? 50 times? Like, we knew that already. And like I said on postgame, if you sat there at either 21-0 or at some other point and thought to yourself, well, we're just not going to get there today. I don't mean that they had to win, but that they were just going to show up and score. Like, that's on you, because the Bills almost always do that. Never have they failed to do that.
Except for the losses this year, three of them anyway. New England game's an exception, but really, yesterday's game looked a lot like the Atlanta game to me. I can't block you, you're running through me, you're building a lead, and then the defense comes out and ostensibly, you know, almost pitches a shutout in the second half, but I couldn't get anywhere on offense, and obviously that was not the case yesterday. The Bills scored touchdowns on five consecutive drives spanning the second quarter into the fourth quarter before finally, you know, punting. So that switch got found, and you're right, we have seen evidence of that, of them being capable of doing that. But this year we have seen, especially on the road, I think the Houston game is similar to this. They got closer in that game, but same kind of thing. Like, first half is just, I can't stop them. Davis Mills, what? And then it's a field goal after halftime, and I just can't claw my way all the way back. Atlanta was worse than that. Miami, I'm shut out 16-0 into the fourth quarter. What? But this game, just like last week against the Bengals and earlier in the season against Baltimore, they found the switch, flipped it, and the lights went on.
Still, to me, games like Miami, less so Atlanta, I would have to admit, where you're coming back, but the turnovers cut you down, and you're down late, and it's like in Atlanta, they had a couple of fourth downs that they went for it because they were down double digits and had to, and, you know, didn't make it. So, okay, but, you know, fair enough. Like, it wasn't that they just always put up 35. I don't mean to say that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's just usually in the second quarter with the Bills, with these Bills, there's no deficit that's such where you're just going to want to turn the TV off. Like, it's not, they're not that either. So, you know, okay, whatever has happened in the past, they do come back and get the win. I thought there were two outcomes here that were possible, really maybe only two, that were going to be meaningful. One is you get destroyed. And we're all sitting here today and this week trying to sort of look in the mirror, if you will. And so what happened? Like, what? Not quite Kansas City, because there's no little Z next to your name in the standings. But still, like, what happened that the division race is over with three games left and I'm eliminated? Like, how? Mm-hmm. That ends up not happening. The other is this. I mean, the Bills could have blown them out, but they're still not going to have the inroads to first place. There was no possibility of that. And, you know, they won and there isn't. Like, they still need unlikely help to have a chance to get there. So it was either they get beat, you know, like really beat. Maybe the Atlanta or the Houston games are fine. Some form, which was on its way to happening, it seemed, an hour. Mm-hmm. You get that, and we're asking all the questions. Or it's close. Whatever it means to the standings is what it means. And we go, okay, well, we knew this already. We knew that they have the greatest upside, I think, in the AFC, if not the entire league. The upside, the ceiling is the highest for the Bills of any team. Would you say that? I think I would say that. No team can run with them the way they can run, like we saw in the second half yesterday, touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, at New England, at Vrabel. Nobody else can do that. The Patriots can't do it. The Broncos can't do it, although they had a pretty good day. I don't think Jacksonville can do it. There's a law that I looked up today to confirm that you're not allowed to ever talk about Jacksonville.
Okay, well, good.
No one ever does it.
It saves me. I don't really think of them, even though they have the same record as the Bills.
You're just playing it safe there, because if you don't think about them, then you'll be able to resist the temptation of talking about them. So you're not allowed to talk about Jacksonville, which won by four touchdowns yesterday.
Baltimore, since Lamar Jackson's been their quarterback, have had explosive games and explosive halves, like the Bills had yesterday and it had the week before against Cincinnati. But that Baltimore has not been in, there's not been ample evidence that they have that in their arsenal still, but they have a lot of the same people, and maybe they'll uncover it by the time January gets here, if they get in. That might still be the only team, and I'm sorry that my default setting is, you know, one of the perennial heavyweights in the conference that even isn't in a playoff spot right now is the team that I might be the most worried about within the field. Maybe that'll be a horrible error in judgment on my part, but thinking about that specific point, who can go in there and score touchdowns on five straight drives? I think Baltimore's been a team that's been capable of that in the past. I just don't know that they are right now. The Bills, we know, are, because they just did it. So, yeah, you know, a big part of it, that's part of why, you know, how meaningful is it? I think if the of the two outcomes you just laid out, if the Bills had just gotten beat, whether they, you know, got behind and never caught up, or New England just continued to roll them and, you know, they get blown out in a way that really rarely happens to them, we'd be in here, I think, well, you know, bad game, bad week, get in the playoffs, anything can happen, all that. And I think we're still in that spot, even with the win in our pockets, because it's still very likely to be three road games in a row before even getting to the Super Bowl. And can you do that? Can you, I don't know, I don't want to say play like that, you know, kind of flat for, you know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes even of a first half, and then just, come out and just, you know, go crazy. Maybe, but that's doesn't feel like a sustainable model. So I think we're still largely in the same spot we were, but we are armed with the ammunition of having seen them do that, not to Carolina, not even to Atlanta, who they were incapable of doing it against, but against a team that had won 10 in a row and is still favored to win the division. The Bills got off the mat and punched back effectively enough to win the game. So that's nice to have in your pocket as you move forward, because New England will be in the playoff pool. And you may have to do that again. Hopefully not in the same fashion you did yesterday, i.e. don't fall behind by 21.
Yeah, six of the seven spots in the AFC are pretty much accounted for at this point, and really even were before yesterday. Indianapolis losing just made that easier. Miami had a certain chance at it that almost got blown up before they even played their game tonight. But New England, Buffalo, Denver, LA Chargers, Jacksonville, Houston, that's six teams that are all like almost 100% at this point to make it. And, you know, we'll talk about this, I'm sure, all week, and we've been doing a lot of it. The matchups are different. Kansas City is officially out. Baltimore still has work to do. They're less than 50-50. We'll see what happens with the Steelers tonight. Indianapolis is 8% now, having lost four games in a row. That's your list. Like, that's everybody. So put any two teams on the same field, what's the biggest spread you could come up with? Houston at Denver, if that happened to be like 7-2 or something, or Houston at New England, or whoever, who do you want? Like, what is that line? Is it even 4 points?
It's probably smaller than that.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Denver was an underdog at home yesterday, and they won. They did great, I thought. Denver. They did.
Nick's had maybe the best day. He threw some balls down. I've seen this intermittently from him. It's just there's a lot of rolling to his right and throwing it into the stands when you watch him. But he was pinpoint on some 20 plus air yard throws yesterday. Really good.
The biggest, yes or no? I'll just put it out there. I think maybe the biggest possible AFC playoff point spread would be Buffalo at Pittsburgh. And the Bills would be favored by 6 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the spread if they go to Baltimore? I mean, Baltimore would have to have beaten Pittsburgh and, I don't know, maybe also Green Bay or New England in these next few weeks.
3 tops, I would say.
Bills are favored, though.
Yeah, yeah. I
think in Baltimore?
Favored. Yes. Yep. But I wouldn't go large higher than 3.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it's funny to me. I said on Friday, you picked the Ravens in the picks. I'm like, I can't believe I didn't. Because I always do, just like it. Right. I don't know. Like, they never look good anymore. And I don't think they necessarily did yesterday from what I heard about this game. But Cincinnati was inept and, you know, they shut them out.
So I did see one package of highlights of Jackson scrambles that it might have been Ian Harditz. I'm not sure who it was. Someone said, like, Jackson might be back. Like he looked good in the open field with the ball.
About time.
In his hands. Yeah. That's one little piece of it, but obviously it's a significant piece. It's been sort of very curious, at least, watching them since he's returned from injury and not seemingly being willing to do that, or when he does, it not being – just not looking like you're used to seeing it looked. It looked more – now, they were playing a team that last week looked like they had never played a rushing quarterback before in their lives. So there is that piece, but I saw him make a few people miss and run away from some people. So
the Bengals.
Yeah, so maybe Lamar is close to back. I don't know.
Cincinnati 4-10. Are there still people – telling you,
oh, don't let that team in.
4-10.
No, they've got an either. They're done.
They're done.
Yep.
Miami's almost done. So, is it important that Pittsburgh win the night?
If you want to keep Baltimore out, I'd say yes.
And who wouldn't?
Right. That's all the reason I need to root for the Steelers tonight. And that's not complicated. I mean, I don't love the Steelers, but they have not been a problem for me like Kansas City. Like, I have a very hard time rooting for Kansas City to win, even though I know it's better sometimes for the Bills. This is easy. Keep Baltimore out, go Steelers. Because only one of those teams is making it. Neither of them is going to be a wild card. I shouldn't say that definitively.
I think it's not even possible.
Okay.
I know I checked one of them, and it wasn't even I couldn't do it. So I haven't seen that from, the true insiders. but I'm not even sure it's possible.
Okay.
They play each other, so one of them has to lose at least one more game. Ties notwithstanding, I know. Save your ties tweets. Okay, Buffalo Football Monday. Eric Wood at 4. Sal joins at 5. The Sabres have fired Kevin Adams. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6. Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. A fun, satisfying, if not super meaningful, Bills win. What about these starts, though? Can you really win? Can you really run the table in the playoffs, even if the Chiefs aren't in it? Getting down in games like this, having to win from 10 plus down in the fourth quarter, is that, of course, it's not what you want. Is that something you can do over and over and over again in the playoffs and actually get to a championship? Because I don't know. I had a tweet yesterday, I guess maybe now it looks stupid. Way to go, Bills, rolling in there and showing who's boss. I mean, you've won the division 5 years in a row, and like, hey, we're still here, right? You're raising your hand, right? We're still here. And it's 21-0. You're good enough to still win a game like that, but holy cow. I mean, where was any of that early? Because I think you want that. Didn't happen. Still won. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Monday. Your call's next at 803-0550, if you have them. For us, again, Eric Wood at 4. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.